Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm excited about having David Stillman back on the show. He is the co-author of a couple of books, but one that I'm holding in my hand, The M Factor, How the Millennial Generation is Rocking the Workplace. He co-authored that with Lynn Lancaster, his partner in books and in business. They are the co-founders of Bridgeworks, which is a research and training company. They are experts in the generational situation that we have, the generational phenomenon that we have in the world, especially in America, and what I also often refer to as the generational wave phenomenon in the marketplace. And David's here to talk to us about that very thing. David Stillman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. David, I always like to remind people about the generations because some people don't always remember, you know, some people have lives, David, unlike you and me, and they think about other things. And so they might not remember, you know, where the generations fall. We also use terms, you know, the boomers are only the boomers. The Gen Xers are only the Xers, but the millennials are also the Gen Ys, and they're also the digital natives, and so there are all these different names for the younger generations. Remind us, put the generations in their little cubby holes.
Absolutely. Well, let me first say I'm never here to put anyone in a box. I just think generational differences is one of many forms of diversity to look at.
I realize that. I guess I meant from a chronological standpoint.
No, absolutely. And one thing I'll also say, though, is age is a starting point for those people like yourself, the smartest man on radio.
Exactly. Thank you.
You got it. Who really get this. They go way beyond age, and they really look at events and conditions that shape a generation, because that's really what gives you your generational traits. But still, age is a great starting place, and we've got the traditionalist generation, also been called the silent generation, born before 1946. They came back from the war. Things were great. They had a lot of babies, and thus we had a baby boom, which lasted from 1946 to 1964.
Yeah.
Then we saw a huge dip in the population.
And there's about 75 or to 80 million of those, the baby boomers.
80 million baby boomers.
Yeah, okay.
And then what happened is a couple of phenomena. One, women went into the workforce. And two, the invention of the pill. And
right, the birth control pill.
Yes, huge dip in the population. Generation Xers at 46 million, born between 1964 and 1981.
Right.
And then we have...
And that manifested as, you know, whereas the traditional American family for the boomers was probably, you know, three children, the families they grew up in, the boomers' average family was probably around two.
Yes. And, well, the other thing, too, we have with Gen X is the divorce rate skyrocketed. In fact, during the birth years of Generation X, the United States divorce rate tripled. That you had a whole new definition of family. You had, you know, stepbrothers and sisters, you know, exactly. So and to finish it out, we had born between 82 and 2000. The baby boomers had children. They've been called Generation Y. That they kept telling us they didn't like that name. So we've gone the route of the millennials. But if you've heard the phrase Gen Y, it's the same generation.
Right.
And the baby boomers, again, big population. No surprise that when they had children, it resulted in another big population. At 76 million, the millennials, but with the rate of immigration, Jim, what we will see is probably the first generation to topple the baby boomers in terms of sheer numbers.
And some people say that could be as many as 100 million.
Yeah, it could be very high, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of a sort of a stratification of the generations, and each one of these generations more or less have their own values, their own way of looking at the world, their own work ethics, their own they spend in somewhat similar ways, and that those kinds of if you think of it as waves, somebody described that to me years ago as think of it like a wave. And it's going that those waves are going through the marketplace, and those waves get, you know, they age as they go through. And that's one of the things that I like to encourage my audience to think about from the standpoint of their of taking their business model to the marketplace. We'll come back after these messages. David's going to talk to us about, he's got some things he wants to talk to us about with regard to boomers and Xers. We've talked about the M factor, the millennials, before. Today we're going to talk about the impact of boomers like me and Xers, like the generation behind me, and their impact on the marketplace. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.